Now, joining me in the studio is Simon from Piccolo. Piccolo have been established since 1966 and is where little wines run free. Piccolo are a retailer of the finest children's toys, clothes and books, and they're on Brentwood High Street, and they're also located on Epping High Street as well. They've recently won an award which has beaten Mothercare, Mamas and Papas and Selfridges, and Simon will tell you more about that in a while. And we're going to be talking about the shop locally campaign, but we've also got in the studio, which I'm really excited to be stamping on the desk there, is Bean Boozled, which is from your fabulous shop. So should we talk about it, or should we talk about the award first, because we're going to play a game live on air?
Yeah, I'm happy to go either way. It's your show. I'll tell you about the game if you want.
Actually, no, we won't, because this game might end up with me coughing. So, because it's involving eating, not that I don't like to eat on air, Simon, it's a well-known fact. So we'll talk about the game in a while. Tell us about the Shop Locally campaign.
We want to try to encourage everyone from Brentwood to support Brentwood businesses. Mm. All of the businesses in Brentwood are owned and run by people from our town. And Brentwood families are the people who own them and run them and look after them. Yeah. It's hard enough for small businesses to survive in the current climate as it is, and we employ a lot of people from our community. We support a lot of charities in our community, and we're very much part of our town. Yeah. So we would humbly request that people this Christmas remember that it's important to support your local businesses. You know, Amazon, John Lewis, they might make very cuddly and sweet television adverts, but their contribution to Brentwood is zero.
Yes.
They're not the ones who are providing the prizes for the fetes and the schools, and it's us. And we're all of the excellent local businesses, you know, the independent businesses in particular, are offering lots of support to all of the very worthy causes in our community. And we ask only that people remember that our shops are really, really good, and there are lots of Brentwood people working very hard on them to make them a success and to provide a service to our customers. And this Christmas, if you're thinking about shopping at a big retail park or on a big online website, we would request and humbly request that people might remember that our businesses are here too.
And because they're when you go into the shopping centres, every shopping centre is more or less the same. So you're just going and you're seeing the same shops, whereas you go to the independent traders and you come down to Brentwood, you get shops, as in your shop, which are specialist, and they've got things that you won't find anywhere else.
Absolutely right. And actually, it's independent shops that give any town character, a differentiation, identity. Yeah. Every other high street looks exactly the same, there's a reason for that. It's because the multiples are excellent, and you know, every high street has a Boots, every high street has a Marks and Spencers, but every high street doesn't have a Tides or an Olive Branch or a Chicken and Frog or Brentwood Kitchen.
Yeah.
And it's those businesses that are important to keep alive, and we can only stay alive by the people of our town supporting us. Mm. I mean, ultimately, if our high street. And it's there are lots of businesses closing in our high street, lots of shops closing in our high street. And ultimately, if those businesses don't stay on Brentwood High Street, the end result will be people are less likely to want to live here. Mm. And so house prices will tumble. And it will, you know, we're all an ecosystem in a sense, and we're only as good as the high street we're on.
Yeah.
And every time any business closes in Brentwood, it makes it less likely that others will be able to stay too.
Mm.
People obviously have to shop where best suits them, but our independent shops are excellent. I mean they are really world class, some of them, we think any chance that anyone has to shop in Brentwood, they should try to take it.
I mean, I came here because I live in Thurrock. I'm over to the shopping centre that's there. My mum's in a wheelchair, took her shopping in Brentwood about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and she really enjoyed it because it's something different. She was like, oh, I don't know this shop. And although you said you've got your big shops, and why, if any more coffee shops open up in Brentwood, well, I don't even think, I mean, I just, how many coffee shops do you need? How many do you need? No more coffee shops, please. We like the ones that are the independent ones, but we don't need any more of the big coffee companies on the high street, do we really?
No, but there is. But one is about to arrive, and we believe that more shops should be encouraged onto the town, and we have encouraged and requested that the council don't allow any more shops to be turned into restaurants. Because as I say, we're an ecosystem, and we need, it's about the offering, and we need people to come here not just for our shop but for all the other shops, the excellent shops that are here too. The council have to take some responsibility, I believe, and we would like to see a far more progressive approach from them in the future, in particular when it comes to parking in the town. I don't know how a progressive council can possibly have exorbitant parking charges and then send out swarms of parking wardens to ticket anyone who dares to stay here a bit longer than they've agreed to. And it's a song that all the traders sing all the time to the council, to pretty much deaf ears. We would encourage them to take a far more proactive approach, because if they're not careful, they're going to have a high street that doesn't exist anymore.
I was talking about this the other day, Simon. I said, I don't see the problem. I really don't see the problem. I remember back in the day, you could park along a high street when you went shopping, and you just park. And it didn't cause major problems. It might slow the traffic down ever so slightly with people, but it didn't cause a major problem. It meant that businesses could unload and unload. If you lived above one of the flats, maybe you would park outside. But if you wanted to get space, it was quite easy, and it encouraged people. People, in general, they like to be... get out of a car and go into a shop. And I know people, they're trying to get people onto public transport, which is all well and good now they've hiked up the prices again. But, you know, if it's in this sort of weather and you're standing at the bus stop, you think, well, get the bus, and then you've got to park, and you're over at, you know, the car park around the back on Western, which is over the back, and you've got to walk through. If you're elderly and you don't have a disability badge, or you're just, you know, you've got to walk with all your shopping, it's, sometimes it would be nice to be able to pull up outside a shop and go in and shop. I don't see what the big problem is. Absolutely. I really don't.
And I can give you a bit of empirical evidence on that. We have a sister shop in Epping. In Epping, they have 1 hour on street parking and free parking for 3 hours on Saturdays. That shop sees double the customers of the Brentwood branch.
Because you drive past, and if you see a shop, and you must have done this, people out there, you've driven past, go, I've got to park. And that is one of the things when you're driving down the high street. You go, I've got to park. Where am I going to park? I don't know where I am. Can't pull up outside the shop. And that is more damaging. And yes, the council, I believe, should be doing more to encourage people. And also, in one of the car parks, you've got the access from the disabled bays when you go through to get into the lift, because you're on the basement floor and you've got to go up one floor. I won't say the car park, but the doors don't open. Mm-hmm. So if you're in a wheelchair, you've got to kick the doors or go in backwards. And I've got to try and push my mum through. Same thing if somebody's got any children in pushchairs as well. So it'd be nice to have maybe an automatic door.
I couldn't agree with you more. I've used this analogy before, that under the current parking conditions, the council are sending us, the retailers in the town, they're sending us out to the crease without a bat. It's very hard. We really do need some help from them. We saw actually some commitment to improving parking under the coalition, but. In the current climate, we're not seeing any improvement at all. Half an hour is not long enough in terms of free parking. You're looking at your watch the moment you slam your car door. We think that should be an hour. And I'm struggling to see why it isn't an hour, actually. But anyway.
It's money. The thing is, it is money, and it's easy money to get in, isn't it? Parking, fining people, having car park charges is an easy way to drag money in. Absolutely. But it's not very good if you've got a business that you're trying to, you know, and as you said, once the businesses go and they're gone and the shops are empty and you start getting more and more shops empty, the area starts to, you know, drag down. And then you've got people are not employed in local jobs and have to sort of, you know, as you said, it's a very fine balance. Now, we haven't talked too much about the shop, so tell us a little bit about the shop and the history.
Well, we're one of the oldest children's retailers in the country. We celebrated 50 years this year, which is a long time. We opened in black and white, I think. And we had a big celebration this year. But what we're trying to do is to do things differently to other toy shops. So we try to look very hard for things that people haven't, the other toy shops haven't got. Mm. So when you come into one of our branches, you'll see items, some of which we're the only UK retailer of. Yeah. So it's sort of unique, unusual, high quality toys that aren't going to break on the on Christmas morning. We work really hard. We a lot of our suppliers are in Europe, and so we buy from Germany, Denmark, and it's things that other people haven't got.
Yeah, and you do. It's clothing and books as well as the toys.
It's clothing. We sell sort of gift books rather. And Chicken and Frog do such a great job with their books that we let them. They sell all the lovely Alice in Wonderland, that sort of stuff. While we sell more gift-led books, and that way we can sort of peacefully, happily coexist and help each other.
That's nice of you. That's really lovely. What a nice. They're great. The Chicken and Frog.
They're lovely. We think that our view is always that it's better to try to make the pie bigger than to fight over the pie.
Yeah, yeah.
And having them here is actually a positive thing for us because it will bring more people to the high street, and we can send them over to us, and they can send us.
Oh, hello, somebody's ringing that up from the council. There'll be somebody from the council ringing up saying, are you talking about that park again, Simon?
I'm so sorry, let me just turn that off.
It might be an important call.
It isn't.
It's fine, it's nobody from the council, we were joking. Now, what's the award that you've won? You've beaten Mother Care, Mamas and Papas and Selfridges.
Yes, we won a progressive preschool award for our 50th anniversary celebrations. When we got nominated, we were told it was against... The Entertainer and Mamas and Papas and Mother Care and Selfridges, and we just thought, okay, well, we'll just turn up and look happy when we lose.
Yeah.
Somehow we managed to win, which is pretty amazing, pretty incredible. A lot of our staff were with us. It was at the Dorchester, so we had a lovely lunch. A lot of our staff were there, and they gave it large, as they say in Essex, when we did win.
Yeah.
I think a couple of them are still out celebrating now. We had a really good day, and it's obviously a great honour for us to win an award like that. We're very honoured. It's a testament to the hard work of the grandmothers and the mothers and school children who work in our shop. They're exceptionally hard working, and they're all from Brentwood. That's a real testament to the entrepreneurial spirit of our town, I think.
Now, it's probably somebody ringing you saying, somebody sounds like you on the radio, Simon.
Yeah.
Somebody sounds just like you, they're on the radio.
I'm so sorry about that.
That's all right.
You, at least you've discovered what my favourite song is.
Well, there we go. It's all the W's at piccolo.co.uk if you do want to look online. And you are on the High Street. Whereabouts on Brentwood High Street are you?
So we're pretty much on Wilson's Corner. So we're opposite Wildwood, not far from Rossi's and those lovely shops there, Tides. Yeah. We're in a really lovely position on the High Street. We actually feel like the Wilson's corner end of the High Street is now where the speciality shops, the interesting shops are in Brentwood. So we're really happy to be in that sort of cluster.
And we were saying off air, and I thought it'd be a good idea next year. We love Brentwood lighting up Brentwood, but next year, shut Wilson's Corner completely. I don't know if they did this year, and move the stage more near to where the Brentwood Theatre is, have it across that part of the road, and then everybody from all the side streets right the way up is included, because as soon as you put the stage at the top of Wilson's Corner, you're blocking anything behind it. And if you put it by Marks and Spencer's, again, you're only getting crowds up to that end, and you want them to go right the way through. So I think personally, put it by the Brentwood Theatre. You can have some special like parking for people that can park in there if they're disabled as well. That'd be a nice little idea around the back. And then everybody gets to, you'll have a massive people, and there's loads of space at that part, isn't there?
That's a brilliant idea.
Thank you.
Far too brilliant for Brentwood Council, I would suggest.
And if you do want to pay me for that, that'd be fine. Now, we're moving on, because this game looks great. And as I said to Simon, you can pick this game up in the shop. It's called Bean Boozled. It is for children, but I know that there'll be many adults out there. They'll be like, oh, we'll buy one for the child, and we'll get one for ourselves. Explain about this game we're about to play.
So it's like Russian roulette, but with jelly beans. So in the little casket there, you've got lots of little colours.
I don't like the way you said casket.
This is the wrong word. It's a little basket is a better word than casket.
Yes.
Sorry. So in the little basket, there are lots of little coloured jelly beans, and each colour represents two flavours. Yep. One of them is delicious, and one of them is absolutely disgusting.
Right.
But you don't know which one you're going to get until you bite on it.
Okay.
So, for example, the yellow one is either butter popcorn, lovely, or rotten egg.
Mm.
Or the green one is lime or grass clippings. Or the brown one is chocolate pudding or dog food.
And oh, I wonder what you're going to say then.
if you really want a treat, then the sort of yellow, the sort of orange one is either peach or vomit.
Right.
So what you have to do is spin the wheel.
Okay, that's who's going to go first?
I thought you might go
All right, I'll go first. Ready? I'll spin
the wheel. Right, you have got, you're all brown. So that's either going to be chocolate pudding or dog food.
Oh, here we go. Oh, no, no. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That is so just that is just like, it's when you open a tin of dog food. Oh. But still sweet.
So it looks like you haven't been lucky on that occasion.
No.
Do you want me to play as well?
Yeah, I think you should.
Okay.
I'll just sip some drink there.
All right, so I've got white, which is either coconuts or used baby wipes.
Oh, no.
Okay, here we go.
Simon, you're so brave.
Oh.
Oh, no, you're not doing very well.
That's absolutely vile. I'm going to swallow.
See, the thing is, if you're sat around and you're going, children, I love this, but if you're sat around after dinner, the children have gone to bed, get two of these games because you will be sat there with a nice little shot glass or maybe a glass of wine and you will play this.
Absolutely. The children like the sort of offering the sweets part and watching the adults squirm as they eat something disgusting.
Yes.
They probably don't like playing it that much because they
might... I'm going to have one more go because I want to get something good. There we go. Oh, no, what's that?
Is
that?
I think you might have... That's Tutti Frutti, which is... So it's either Tutti Frutti...
Yep.
Or stinky socks.
Oh no, which one is that then? Is that the pinky? That one. Oh, right. Oh gosh. Oh, it's
too cheap. Oh, you see? You got lucky ones.
I like the way I went. I was thinking, just chew it very slowly. And how much are the Bean Boozled games?
Well, this version we're playing now is $7.99, which is a really, really good sort of Christmas price.
Yeah.
There is actually a board game version, which is a giant one.
Yeah.
And that, I think, is selling at $21.99. But that's a lovely little Christmas present for a child that's very mischievous.
And if they do like their Harry Potter, because kids love Harry Potter. I was watching the first one again the other day. I sat there last weekend. I thought, I want to watch some Harry Potter. It's Christmas time. And they've got the beans there. They've got the jelly beans, which are similar flavours. And so kids who like Harry Potter will absolutely love that.
It's one of our most popular Christmas lines. We sell out every year, but mainly because we get people to play.
Yeah.
So when customers come in, we just say, "Would you like to have a go at Bean Boozled?" And off they go. And it's one of those games that's strangely addictive.
Yes.
I brought one in for you as my gift to you.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. Do you know what? What you should do is when you give out Bean Boozled, give them a card and say, we want to see evidence of the children playing it and then the adults. And you could have a little bit on your website saying, this is what happened last year and they played.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you ever so much. That's fabulous.
It's
and can
pleasure.
You order on, do you do orders online or is it always better for people to come in?
No, we're online. It's www.piccolo.co.uk.
Yep.
This product is on our website, and so you can buy it if you want.
Lovely. And if you want to find out more details, it's all the W's at piccola.co.uk, and that's piccola.co.uk. Lovely. I've enjoyed that. You know with jelly beans that you put your hand in, you just like put a big mouth in. You don't do this with this game.
definitely not.
Thank you very much for coming in, Simon.
It's my pleasure.
We'll see you again soon.
Absolutely.
Thank you. 11:51, coming up soon we've got...